you know. And I told, the one thing I did say, I told the Lord, I said, God, I don't even know how to pray. But I said that, Lord, I don't even have the strength to hold on to you. At that point of time, I didn't know all these things that I'm teaching here. But still, God is faithful. I said, God, I didn't have even the strength to hold on to you. I don't think I can last. You know. And it turned out, when I came through it, and I tell you, I didn't do anything different. It just, the Lord just, it must be the people who are praying. Suddenly, one day, it just lifted off that oppression. And when I look back, I realized that during that period of time, it wasn't me holding on to God. It wasn't me. It has always been God holding on to us. No matter what you are going through, He is true to His word. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. When you are in the midst of your trial, you may not realize that He is right there with you. You may even feel that, where are you, God? But He is right there with you. He is right there with you. Amen. And He is the one who is holding on to you. And that was that victory that I have. And I never had. I just knew that that victory that I had, I will never have depression again. It tried to come back. It does try to come back. And the word will be, depression is coming back. But now I know better. I said, when I hear those words, straight away I will say, no, you are not coming back. I will never have depression again. Amen. You just have to take authority and say, no. Don't give it place. When you believe in the lie of the enemy, you are giving him power over your life. So you don't give him, you don't believe his lies. Then he cannot do anything to you. Because you are the child of the Most High God. You are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So if you do not allow, he has no right to you and he has no power over you. The only power he has over the believers are the power that we give to him. And that is when we believe his lies. So you do not believe in the lies of the enemy, you hold fast to the word of God. Amen? God's word has the final authority over you. So whatever trial you are going through, church, you are coming out of it smelling good. You are coming out of it smelling good. Because we have an awesome, awesome God. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Let us pray. Hallelujah. Praise you. Father God, we thank you that you are always with us. Even when we find ourselves in the fire, even there you are with us. And you protect us and you keep us safe through it all. Not only that, but in your wisdom, your power, and your love, you turn what is meant for evil into good for us. What is meant to destroy us, you turn it around to bless us. You do not allow the fire to harm us, but you, Sovereign God, our beloved Father and Lord, you use the fire to burn away the things that kept us in bondage, so that we can be free. Father God, we pray for the brethren in our midst here who are going through challenges right now. Some are in fiery circumstances, and we are standing in faith with them, knowing that you are with them, and you will and you are delivering them. Lord, we ask that you will flood them with your grace, and you will stir up in them that joy, the joy of the Lord, that they have the strength to stand firm in their faith. Father, not only do you strengthen them, but we thank you that their breakthrough will come quickly, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for your love and your compassion that never fails. And we pray and ask all this in the name of our most precious Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 You know, this message, yes, the church, the brethren, but yet, at the same time, it would not be fair to those of us who are here who has not yet, who does not know the Lord Jesus. God also wants you to be delivered. The God that we worship is the God who creates us. He's the God who creates the whole universe. He is also the God who creates you, even you who do not know the Lord Jesus. And He loves you. In fact, He loves you so much that He has sent Jesus to the cross to pay the price for all of man's sins. God loves you. And this deliverance is also for you. This protection is also for you. You don't have to go to the trial, suffering. You can also have this protection, this deliverance that we can, that we experience, that God promised us, if you will allow the Lord to help you. Amen. So if there's anyone here who wants the Lord to do a work in their life, would you receive the Lord Jesus? Would you receive the Lord Jesus? If there's anyone here who wants to receive the Lord into their life, God will surely, surely, surely be with you and deliver you. If there's anyone here who is ready to receive the Lord Jesus, you can say this prayer. Let's all pray together. You can just say this prayer with me. Dear God, come into my life. Help me. You know the trials that I'm experiencing. And you are the great and mighty God who is able to help me. I open my heart to receive the Lord Jesus into my life. And I thank you that you have sent him to pay the price for all of my sins. I thank you that I can have victory. Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior and as the Lord of my life. And I thank you, Lord, for my deliverance. Father, we want to thank you for those who have prayed this prayer. We thank you, Lord, that those who received the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they have now become the children of God. And we welcome them into the family. And Lord, you know what are the areas in their life that they need a touch from you. And we believe that you are touching them even as they open their heart to receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior and the Lord. We thank you, Father, for them and for the work that you are doing in their life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Is there anyone, you know, who wants to... I've finished the message, but I just felt that the Lord wants to do some... Is there somebody here that the Lord, that needs a touch from the Lord? You need a touch from the Lord. You know it. And God wants you to come and receive whatever you are believing Him for. If you need strengthening because of what you, circumstances that you are going through, the Lord wants you to come and receive. Whatever challenges that you are experiencing and you need a touch from the Lord, the altar is open and God wants you to come because He wants to touch you. Is there someone? I just sense that it's not over yet. Is there someone? It may not even be regarding, it may not even be about yourself, but your loved one. Someone in your family, someone you love, needs a touch from the Lord. God wants you to come forward. Come forward. Do not be shy. When God wants to bless, come and receive. And the leaders, you can continue to come as we minister.